This week, Berkshire County District Attorney Andrea Harrington announced that she is instating a formal Brady disclosure policy for her office. The new guidelines will establish how prosecutors turn over exculpatory evidence favorable to the accused over to the defense. It also creates a team to review the process, as well as requesting that county law enforcement provide findings of bias and racial profiling and more. Harrington tells WAMC that the new policy is meant to increase her office's transparency and strengthen community faith in the criminal justice system.
Prosecutors are obligated to provide exculpatory evidence to defendants in criminal prosecutions. And that the seminal case on that is the Brady case. It's Brady versus Maryland. So we call that Brady material. And included within that exculpatory evidence is any kind of evidence that would show that one of the Commonwealth witnesses maybe could be potentially biased or untruthful in their testimony. So one of the requirements under Brady is that my office provide to defense counsel any kind of information about our law enforcement witnesses or any of our expert witnesses that would be material that would be useful for a defendant during cross-examination. And this policy is a formal policy that ensures that the Berkshire District Attorney's Office fully complies with our Brady obligations.
What policies around Brady disclosures did you inherit from the Berkshire District Attorney's Office?
Well, when I took office in January of 2019, we had requested any kind of formal prosecution policies that were in place, and there was none that we could find, although, you know, certainly the prior district attorneys did provide Brady level on more of a Brady information on more of a case-by-case basis. But this policy really, you know, formalizes what our expectations are, most importantly of prosecutors here in the office, and we put into place tools to ensure that that happens, but also to, you know, provide clear guidance to our law enforcement partners about what kind of information we're requesting that they provide so that we ensure that we all meet our Brady obligations.
Can you break down what exactly you'll be asking those law enforcement partners to provide when it comes to this new kind of Brady policy for your office?
Yeah, so currently my office receives information about law enforcement that could be considered to be exculpatory material just based on, you know, their other interaction with the criminal justice system. So any officers that are obviously, like, charged with crimes, my office is in possession of that information. Other kinds of material that we get is we'll get maybe referrals from the Department of Children and Families, or we'll become aware of information that could be that we could have to provide just based on, like, what's reported in the news media. But under this policy, we specifically ask local police departments to, you know, review their files and to let us know, you know, if they're aware of any convictions or continuations without a finding that an officer has had within the past 10 years. And we also ask for any other kinds of misconduct, most importantly, that could demonstrate, could weigh on an officer's veracity, their honesty, anything that could weigh into, like, if they have any kind of bias, because those two areas are always relevant on cross-examination, a witness's veracity and a witness's bias. So we ask for local law enforcement agencies to provide us proactively with internal affairs findings that these are of information that we need to be aware of.
What has compliance been like with the various law enforcement agencies you're working with here in Berkshire County?
Well, I'll say, you know, I've been working with the police chiefs here for the past year and a half, and I really have enjoyed working with the chiefs. I think I've learned a lot from them, and you know, but this is the first time I'm, you know, formally asking them to review their files and provide us with this information. And so, you know, we share this with many members of law enforcement. It's been reviewed by the local chiefs. It's been reviewed by the Massachusetts State Police Legal Department and also by the Western Mass Chiefs Association. We've received feedback from law enforcement. I've met with the chiefs. We've discussed it. And, you know, my sense from talking with law enforcement is that they are very supportive of the policy.
Overall, what do you hope this new policy will bring to how criminal justice is carried out in Berkshire County?
For me, my big goal is to restore the public trust in law enforcement. And I think that we do that by, you know, clearly articulating our values and then by adopting formal policies that actually put those values in play and make sure that we're acting on those values in the everyday kind of decisions that we make. So my hope is that by sharing these kinds of policies with the public and them seeing, like, this is exactly how we're going to make sure that we follow the law, that people recognize that local law enforcement is committed to high standards of integrity and ethics, and that they can trust that what we're doing is fair and that the convictions that my office gets in the courts are fair convictions.
Were there existent models for this revised Brady policy that you drew on to construct the adaptations to the Berkshire DA's new policy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So across the state of Massachusetts, there is a lot of discussion among the other district attorney's offices about adopting formal Brady policies. We did receive a written policy from Dave Sullivan, who is a Northwest District Attorney, and we use that as a model, and we use some of the language that Dave Sullivan has in his policy, but we also added to it. We thought it was, most of the policies really just talk about law enforcement and providing, you know, exculpatory information that could reflect on like a police officer's veracity or bias, but we thought that it was really critical to start our policy by explicitly stating what the requirements are of prosecutors. Because if you, you know, review the case law, you'll see that the majority of Brady violations are committed by prosecutors. And we wanted to demonstrate to everybody that we are holding ourselves up to the same high standards. And, you know, if you watch the Farrakh, the Netflix series on the Farrakh case, you'll see that's an example where prosecutors did not adhere to Brady, and it resulted in a serious miscarriage of justice and the overturning of, you know, thousands of criminal convictions. So that's how important having these kinds of policies is. And particularly in this office, it, you know, there is a really tragic history of, you know, not disclosing exculpatory material. And that's certainly something that was on our minds when we wrote this policy and definitely, you know, motivated us to want to have a formal written policy specific to prosecutors.